You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be. Thank you for tuning in to Our Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. It's Friday, December the 1st. What a beautiful, beautiful day here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And today, blessed listeners, before we begin our program, I have just to tell you, I have a special gift for you today. So let's begin with our Hail Mary. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear listeners, we are so grateful that we have the magic hands of Alex Diaz here, our production engineer here at Radio Maria. We had a slight glitch, and that's quite normal when you're working with technology, but we're so grateful that Alex has worked out the quirks, and we can bring you a special broadcast. And, you know, this is becoming the time. We are approaching very quickly this weekend, the first week of Advent. And, you know, for the next few Fridays leading up to Christmas, I thought I would bring you someone very special and dear to my heart and to so many people's hearts. He is a true servant of God. He is our own parish priest from St. Mary Immaculate from Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada, Father Pavel. And he has to be the most compassionate and wise and learned man you will ever meet. He is a gift to all of us at St. Mary Immaculate. And wherever Father goes, believe me, we are truly blessed by him. He is a gift, and we've all been touched by his presence as he brings God's word to life for all of us. And today, excuse me, I am truly blessed by having him today with me. And I pray that you open up your hearts, dear listeners, and pray that the Holy Spirit will bless you as you listen to Father Pavel. And, you know, this is a time of self, getting away from being self-centered. And it's not easy, I understand. All of us have so many things to deal with, whether we're cooking or preparing, inviting family or visiting friends or family. We've got a lot on the go, but it is a time to pause and to stay clear of being self-centered and focus your eyes on our Blessed Mother. Focus your eyes on God. So, without no further ado, I would like to welcome our dear Father Pavel to Radio Maria, who is here with you. How are you, Father?
Good afternoon. Fantastic. And thank you, Christina, for such a beautiful introduction and for such a kind words. Thank you very much.
Well, as I said, Father, I know our listeners are going to gain so much by listening to you today, as I do, as I'm so fortunate to hear you on the Sunday Mass. And so we are sharing our wonderful gift of you, Father. So thank you, Father, for coming and for being part of this. So we're talking about the leading up to Advent, Father, and we're kind of wondering, you know, we're all so busy, Father. How can we best prepare ourselves for Advent?
First of all, I want to welcome those of you who are listening right now, especially people who are sick, people who are not able to go out and spend some time at maybe at your home parish and maybe with your friends, with your family members. But a special welcome and greetings to wonderful people of St. Mary Immaculate Parish in Richmond Hill, to fathers working here and to you beloved parishioners. Advent is a very special time in the life of the church, and the word Advent comes from Latin. Adventus means coming. And it's a very special way, a special time when we are preparing for the coming of our Savior, our Messiah, our Redeemer. And we are preparing in two different ways. First of all, we are preparing for Christmas of 2017, but also during this time of Advent, we are preparing ourselves for the day when our Lord, our Messiah, will come, and eventually when we have to give the report about our lives and be ready to see him face to face. So it's a very exciting and beautiful time in the life of the church. And you asked me, Christina, what's the best way to prepare ourselves for Advent? Advent is very interesting because, as you know, we have only 4 Sundays of Advent, and there are so many beautiful, wonderful things that we can do in such a short period of time. So there are many different ways that we can prepare ourselves for the celebration of Christmas. And today at Mass this morning, I asked people at the church, I said, sit down, maybe today, have a piece of paper, have a nice icon of Our Lady in front of you, and make a plan. How are you going to use this time of the year? What are you going to change in your life? What strategy you will have for this beautiful time of the year? I think the planning is very important. So tomorrow evening will officially begin the celebration of Advent, the very first Sunday of Advent. And our Lord will tell us in the Gospel, be watchful, be ready, alert, come on, I will come one day. And you have to be prepared, you have to be ready, you have to be ready to see me one day. And so, brothers and sisters, how can we prepare ourselves? Number one, I think, let's improve our prayer life. Let's maybe come back to the time when the prayer life was so deep, was so strong, when we felt the presence of our Lord every single minute, every single second. And I think all of us have moments like that because the faith, it's something that we have to develop over and over again. It's like spiritual workout that all of us have to do. And this time of the year is a perfect occasion to have a spiritual workout. So prayer life, daily prayer, when you get up in the morning, make the sign of the cross, say a prayer, offer your day to our Lord, have a little maybe meditation, open the Bible more often, read the Bible more often, maybe read the nativity story or the Gospel of St. Luke, which is so enjoyable, so easy to read. Try to do something extra, maybe coming back to the rosary, maybe Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock. There is so many beautiful ways that we can choose during this time of Advent. So number one, prayer life. That's the beginning of making Advent so special, so beautiful. Number two, maybe coming more often for daily Mass. Maybe Holy Hour. I know that most of the parishes have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament during the week. Try to come and spend some quiet time, time in silence, yes, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe a good book to read this time of the year. We have a very long evenings in Ontario. It's getting darker and darker earlier and earlier. So I recommend you have a good book. Mm-hmm. Read a good spiritual book.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Father, there's a wonderful book that you offered through our church, and that's that called The Little Blue Book. Maybe you could comment on that lovely little book.
Yes, sure. Together with parish staff, we decided again to buy a blue book. It comes from Michigan, and it's a daily, short little daily meditations that the book presents, and it's only like 5 minutes in the morning. And this little book, it's also a very good way of to prepare ourselves before Christmas. And I'm sure religious stores, if you go to religious stores in the GTA area or wherever you live and ask for a little blue book, maybe they have it. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't have it, I'm sure you can find another resources for a good materials for reflections, mm-hmm, for meditations.
And that's what it is, isn't it, Father? It's to pause. It's to stop thinking about what our life is all about, but to focus more on God and the anticipation of the joy that God brings and the whole idea of Jesus' return to this earth. So that's the excitement, isn't it, Father?
It is. And Christina, today I was celebrating the funeral mass, and during the homily, I said that the Advent is just around the corner, and the person who died, it's like a fulfillment of the Advent for that person. And I think we all are in the atmosphere of Advent when we are still alive, when we are on our journey to heaven. So that's the time of preparation before we will see our Savior, our Messiah, one day face to face.
Yes, absolutely. And that, you know, I referred to you as a servant of God, and really, we all have to feel that we are all servants, that we're all here for the purpose of serving the Lord as best as we possibly can. It's through our wonderful organization called the CWL, and with we have Boots Montano and wonderful dynamic women involved in that, and the Knights of Columbus, and all these wonderful people that give their time and energy, because they're not there to be a hero. They're there to serve God because they love Jesus so much. And I think that's what I think. Me too, Father. I feel like, you know, I have to stop, and because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get the turkey. What dessert am I going to make on Christmas Day, you know, and all these things have to come to mind, and have I got enough plates that for everyone, because my children moved out, and so I gave everything away, and now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, do I have enough for everybody? And so all of these worldly matters come into mind, and yet Advent has nothing to do with that at all.
Well, yes, Christina, and you see the whole culture try to teach us that Christmas already started.
Yeah,
they skip the season of Advent. When you go to the stores,
that's
when you
right.
The radio station, there is already Christmas carols.
That's right. Right after Halloween, and, Father.
Exactly. And for us, for Catholics, it's completely different. We do not want to skip this time of the year.
That's right.
I'm not sure if you got last week our parish bulletin, but there was a schedule for insert with the schedule for Advent, and
yes,
when I look at the 2 pages, line after line, what's going to happen in the parish during such a short period of time, It's amazing. Yes. So many different activities, not only spiritual things like retreat, day of prayer, day of recollection, Immaculate Conception, Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and other feasts that we're going to celebrate at the, as a parish community, but also time of service to one another. St. Vincent de Paul organizing a beautiful Christmas lunch, and they have over 300 people on that. They host over 300 people on that day, and we have a men's group that will begin tomorrow morning at 7:15, and so many great things. Oh, Sacrament of Reconciliation. One more thing. How can we prepare our heart for baby Jesus? Mm-hmm. Sacrament of Reconciliation. I really want to encourage you. If you have a chance, come and make a good confession during this time of Advent, because our hearts should be clean and should be ready, should be prepared for baby Jesus, to make him feel home, to make him feel comfortable when he will come into our hearts on Christmas Day. So we are all busy, and I look at the families, even in our parish, they're running, they have parties, they have celebrations, they have they are busy with kids, they are busy with shopping, but let's slow down during this time mm-hmm. of the year and think about what Christmas is all about.
That's right.
Why do we rush? Why do we do these things when what we should really do is to slow down and
That's right.
And be ready.
Father, you're so right, because really in the end, you know, we all have a calendar in our kitchen, or our cell phone has some kind of an organizer where we're planning things, but really it's always everything that we do or say and everywhere we go, it's really in the hands of God. So if God so chooses for us to have a party or whatever, then he will allow this. So we always have to remember who is in control here. It's not us. As much as we'd like to think we are not in control here. And the moment we realize to let go and let God, I think that's when we will try and understand that we, as you say, Father, to stop and pause.
And that's why we have this time of the year. And that's the beauty of the liturgical calendar, liturgical year, to have this time to slow down, to have a little spiritual workout, to think about our lives. One of the things that I will share with you today, and I mentioned this during one of my homilies years ago when I was a new ordained priest, there was a lady, she came to me right before Christmas. And she said, Father, there is a daughter that, my daughter, that I haven't been talking to her for many years. And I said, so where does she live? She said, in the same town where we are at. And how many years ago have you seen her last time? You saw her last time? And she said, it was 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. So after a good conversation, I said, why don't you write her a nice love letter and maybe explain the situation, why you did this on that time and why you make this kind of decision that push your daughter away from you. And she did it. And it was a week later, she came to me and she said, crying with the tears in her eyes, telling me, Father, it was the first time in 17 years that I spent a time with my daughter, and I had a beautiful lunch with my granddaughter that I've never seen her before. And every Christmas, she reminds me about the miracle of Advent that happened in her life. Yes. So you see, mm-hmm. it's not only time of renewal of our relationship with our Lord, mm-hmm. but also with one another during this time of Advent.
That's right. That's beautiful. Dear listeners, as you continue to enjoy this wonderful broadcast with our dear Father Pavel, if you would love to have a prayer request ever sent in, you can always email it to us here at Quilt, Q-U-I-L-T at radiomaria.ca. You are so welcome and encouraged to do so. And you could address it to Father Pavel, and it's P-A-W-V-E-L. Am I right, Father?
P-A-W-E-L.
Oh, E-L. See, I always said there's always a V, right? I always thought there was a V. I don't know why. I think it's because every time I'd hear someone say, Father Pavel, Pavel, and I think it's a V, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, well. In the Polish alphabet, W we pronounce as V, and that's why
there
it's
you
a confusion
go.
For the people.
So, Father, we were going to sort of lighten up a little bit here, too. You know, I mean, Advent is a very wonderful quiet and personal reflection and focusing on God and the Jesus, birth of Jesus. It's the most beautiful time of year. And you're right, miracles happen all the time. God is in the miracle business, as we've heard. So now are we... Okay, so we've got time. So, Father, I've sort of lost track. I was talking to you about, we're in the miracle business. And you were talking about something just before we went on air about, you know, you wanted to lighten up Advent. So go ahead, Father. Do your stuff.
Okay, I will do the best. So, brothers and sisters, wherever you are at, and whatever your plan is for having a fantastic Advent this year, I really want to encourage you, make this time a time of challenge, time of difference, time of being exciting about our faith, about our Lord. One of the things we do at the parish during the season of Advent, the kids write the love letters to Jesus, and we put some of them in the parish bulletin, the most interesting ones. And I already got one letter that a little Daniela wrote it. And she said, Dear Jesus, thanks for everything you've done for me, for my family, and for everyone. I hope you have a blessed Christmas and a very big happy birthday. Isn't it beautiful?
That is so beautiful.
So, you know, celebration of the birthday of our Lord should touch our lives, and that's why we have this time of the year when the priest will wear purple chasuble, when the liturgy is gonna be about coming of our Lord, and the prophet Isaiah will talk a lot to us, and John the Baptist will show up during the journey telling us, repent, change your life, make your life holy, become holy, change your family, begin a good, different style of life that is connected with the Lord and with your family and with your brothers and sisters. So I really want to encourage you, wherever you are, whatever you do in your life, if it's possible for you, do something extra at the parish during this time of Advent. Maybe put extra mile in your journey towards Christmas, because this time should really prepare us for the final destination that one day you and me have to face it, and hopefully it's gonna be with a big smiles on our faces when we approach our Lord face to face.
Absolutely, Father. You know, unfortunately, there's so many people and listeners probably that have gone through so many challenges and are even in the midst of a huge challenge. But I must say that today, when I was driving to the station, the sky was just so dark and full of clouds. And I was looking at it, and I thought, you know, it sort of reminded me of how life is. Sometimes it just feels like so many clouds. But yet in the distance, there was an opening. There was like a gaping hole in the sky, and you could see the light coming through. And I thought, you know what? That's exactly it. That's what God is. He is the light. And the more we look for Him, the more light we will bring into our own life. And that we stop thinking, as you said, Father, you know, to do something good for someone. The moment we start, you know, sharing of ourselves with someone, the less focused we become on our own illness or our own depression, we become stronger. We become more optimistic, and you know, we will be so reciprocated by all of that, because you know, when you sow from your heart, when you come from your heart and you do something, you do it because you love Jesus. It's no other reason why you want to do something. And I think that's really important, that we always remember that, you know, when we do something good, it's not to expect something in return. But because the return is, as you say, our God's salvation for us, you know, that this is all our prize. Our prize is eternal life. And I'm so grateful that you were able to come today, Father, and talk to us. And we so enjoy it. And dear listeners, remember, every Friday, Father has promised. I have many witnesses, Father. You can't back out now.
Wow. I'm in trouble now.
You are in big trouble now, Father. You made the commitment. So we are okay. So thrilled. So, Father, can you, how are we doing there? Alex is going to let us know about, okay, so we have about 4 minutes left in our time together, and we are just so thrilled that you are here, Father. We leave it in your hands now to talk to us and then lead us into prayer.
Yes, and before we're going to go to the prayer, I found a very interesting thing about Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who said one day, he said, used to say it well, when you spoke about the fact of the incarnation of Christ. He said, just as God the Father once said to Mary in Nazareth, will you give my son a human nature? Will you allow the word to take flesh in your life? The Lord now asks you and me that same question every day. Will you, in what you say, what you dream, what you do, what you believe, how you pray, how you live, will you give a human nature to my son? Will you give the word flesh in your life? Beautiful. So I hope by our actions during this Advent and words and prayer life, we will make our Lord alive, alive in our families, alive in the places of our work, alive Jesus Christ in the whatever we do, wherever we live, whatever we do. And that's what I wish you, brothers and sisters, no matter where you are right now. If you're sick, if you are in bed right now, you are so close to our Lord Jesus Christ. Always remember, you are very close, and Christmas Day is with you every single minute, every single day, every single second. And Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for this time of Advent, and help us to prepare our hearts, our minds for the celebration of Christmas, and especially help us to grow in faith, help us to grow in love, help us to grow in the gift of forgiveness, and teach us during this time of Advent how to be merciful, how to help each other to love you, how to help each other on our journey to heavenly Jerusalem. And I wish you, brothers and sisters, all of you, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Teresa of Calcutta said one day, make your home another Nazareth. I hope that because of this time of Advent, such a beautiful time of prayer, reconciliation, and forgiveness, your home will become like another Nazareth. And that's what I wish you all, and bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I've got no regrets. I I wouldn't change a single day. Just a single day.